believes it can reduce carbon emissions by 15% in the next 3 years. A carbon audit was carried out looking at every aspect of the sport, from the race weekend to the challenge of moving from country to country during the season. Teams buying in equipment was the largest contributor to carbon emissions. Moving to each race was another factor, as was electricity usage, much of it to power wind tunnels to carry out aerodynamic testing. Improvements may include rationalising the race calendar so that teams have shorter distances to travel. Given that the cars themselves burn around 160 litres of fuel during each Grand Prix, it is perhaps surprising that racing and testing them counts for less than 1% of emissions. Nonetheless, rules may be changed from 2013, restricting the amount of fuel that teams can use, forcing the development of more efficient racing engines. These moves to promote a more carbon-conscious Formula One seem to be being driven by pressure from sponsors. There are also hopes that the sport can become an attractive testing ground for more efficient technologies.